Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is planning to appeal his immunity case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. That after a Democrat-appointed D.C. appeals court ruled against his immunity claims related to the federal election interference charges filed against him for allegedly trying to plot and overturn the 2020 election result. Trial in the case had originally been set for March 4th, but is likely to be pushed back now as the immunity issue takes time to be resolved in the courts. Meanwhile, a group of Republican politicians in Washington is banding together, saying they do not believe the former president at any point took part in an insurrection against the U.S. A resolution in Congress is signed by several of them.
The biggest danger is the weaponization of government that's taken place in an effort to prevent President Trump from ever being president again.
Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to consider separate cases about whether former President Trump violated a Civil War era clause of the 14th Amendment disqualifying any who rise up against the U.S. government from seeking elected office. A landmark bipartisan immigration and foreign aid deal now faces tough sledding in the U.S. Senate. Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell with reporters after a meeting with some of the leaders who authored the bill.
We had a very robust discussion about whether or not this promise could ever become law.
Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer blamed hardline Trump allies in the GOP for scuttling the deal.
They were quaking at the knees with the fear of Donald Trump.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson declared the border deal dead on arrival in the U.S. House after text of the measure was released Sunday. He says it does not do enough to deter illegal border crossings. Tucker Carlson, the former Fox News host, is revealing that he will soon release an interview with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The announcement follows Carlson being cited numerous times in Moscow over the weekend. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in the Middle East to advance the framework of a hostage release agreement.
A serious proposal that is aimed at not simply repeating the previous agreement, but expanding it.
During his visit, Blinken held discussions with Egypt's president and is anticipated to meet with several Qatari ministers. Concurrently, Israel's defense minister stated yesterday the country is concentrating on the most southern city of the Gaza Strip, identified as Hamas' last stronghold in the region. At least 9 deaths are being linked to the massive rainstorm that hit California this week. As much as 13 inches of rain was recorded in some spots, bringing intense flooding and mudslides. Local emergency declarations in Southern California. States like Arizona and Nevada are dealing with the worst of the storms now. Wildfires have ravaged one South American country. USA's Corey Myers with details.
Large parts of Chile are being turned to ash in what's believed to be the country's deadliest wildfire on record. Firefighters struggling to contain more than 160 blazes after after days of burning. The fires have claimed at least 123 lives.
Honda issuing a recall of nearly 750,000 vehicles.
The recall is due to concerns regarding airbags that may deploy inadvertently during a crash. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has highlighted that the front passenger seat weight sensor might develop cracks and short circuits, leading to a failure in airbag suppression. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, good to have you with us. How are you doing? I'm Bill Martinez, and we're going to have Paul Kaminar starting things off this morning. Paul, the Washington, D.C. lawyer, who's also counsel to the National Legal and Policy Center, the public health interest watchdog group. Lots of things to talk about, particularly the former IRS contractor that was sentenced for releasing Trump tax records, along with others. And the latest pending Trump court issues. I don't know if you've been following all. I mean, it is so confusing. I mean, it's no wonder that he has spent so much money in legal fees. I mean, you talk about election interference of a modern era type. It is happening right before our eyes. It's just astonishing what one party is doing, you know, to interfere with the 2024 election. They just cannot help themselves. Paul Kaminar, welcome to the show. Always good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, before we talk about Trump, because, man, there's just so much, and this is what I hear, Paul, from our audience. Go, Bill, where do I start? I mean, we're all over the place, and different judge rulings is hard to understand, but let's set that aside for a moment, because maybe you can help us understand and walk us through each of these cases that total some 91 indictments. This sentencing of this former IRS contractor, again, some more interference in many ways. This guy released Trump tax records along with other wealthy people and donors, right?
Yes, he did. And in terms of to show you how this did interfere with the election in 2020, this guy who was a consultant with Booz Allen, which is a consulting firm, he worked there from 2008 until 2013, left. But then when Donald Trump announced he wanted to run for president, he went back to that company because part of their work was being a consultant with the IRS to help them with their, yeah. I mean, it's not enough they have, 80,000, 90,000 agency. They got to now hire outside consultants. So he went back purposely to get Donald Trump's tax records. Mm-hmm. And in order to disguise what he was doing, he got tax records of other, wealthy people like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and so forth. So anyway, so he gets his stuff in 2019, then he gives it to the New York Times, and the New York Times sits on it and waits until September 2020 to release it. Huh, what was coming up shortly after September 2020, the 2020 elections? Yeah. So, yeah, he was caught doing that. tried to cover his tracks. He destroyed his laptop and other electronic devices he used to get the information. And although the Justice Department could have charged him with hundreds of these violations of the criminal law that makes it a crime to take and disclose people's personal tax information, they only charged him with the one count, and that's the one for Donald Trump.
Right.
And the judge gave him the maximum sentence for that was 5 years, and she did a good job on that. I mean, she really hammered the guy, so did the prosecutor. So you, at one point you think, wow, good, he got the maximum sentence. Well, he could have gotten like 200 or 300 year sentence if they charged him with all the violations. So he cut a deal, a nice plea deal, and so he was sentenced the other day. And you're right; it's just one example of election interference. That one was by a private individual, but now we know there's half dozen criminal cases and lawsuits by the government against Donald Trump. So. That's what happened in that case.
Yeah, several things come into play here. And, of course, the former IRS contractor that we have named, of course, his name is Charles Littlejohn. And
right.
If you say sentenced to 5 years, you wonder, well, who negotiated this on his behalf, Hunter Biden?
Yeah, it sounds that way, yeah. No, he had one of the top white-collar defense attorneys here in town negotiate. And then there... the pre-sentence a motion that they filed in terms of what kind of sentence they think should be appropriate. They were basically saying, oh, you know, this guy doesn't have a prior criminal record, and under the sentencing guidelines, he should only get like 12 months, et cetera. And then they gave examples of others who got lenient sentences, and a couple of them were surprises where I knew about these cases and the public. They cited the General Petraeus, who used to be the CIA director years ago, as we know, under Obama. He was caught stealing CIA top secret documents and that had information about CIA spies at his home. He's not allowed to do that. He was giving it to his lover because she was going to be writing a book about this guy and how great he is. So what happened to him? Oh, he got a slap on the wrist, probation, don't do it again, have a nice day. And the same thing with Sandy Berger, Clinton's national security advisor, who stole secret documents from the National Archives. So they're saying, hey, these other guys got a slap on the wrist, so give a slap on the wrist to this guy. So, no, this judge wasn't having none of it. But again, this shows you basically the, how our justice system works here.
Yeah, well, she presented a conviction and a sentence that, in a sense, gave her cover in a Democratic-controlled state, right? I mean, this seems to be consistent, Paul, is that if you're a Democrat, you get away with murder. Now, if it's, if it's a Republican, if it had been somebody with the Tea Party, associated with MAGA, all hell would be breaking loose. I mean, the bias there in New York as well as Washington, D.C., there was a report that came out last week, kind of a breaking report about the bias, just in terms of the makeup of Washington, D.C. and how biased it is, against MAGA, against all things conservative. Not a big surprise, but when you see it in black and white there, you go, whoa. I mean, if you're anything but a Democrat, and if you are having to deal with anything legal in Washington, D.C. and New York, then heaven help you.
Well, yeah, and another good example of that, Bill, was just the other day, the court sentenced Peter Navarro to 4 months in prison for defying the January 6th subpoena. And that's the same 4 months was also given to Steve Bannon, who has that case on appeal. But in terms of the dual system, what happened? Eric Holder, he was found in contempt of Congress, no prosecution. Lois Lerner, the same way. So you're right. There is this dual system of justice.
Well, and I think Karl Rove got away with the contempt of Congress as well, didn't he? If I remember correctly. But Carl Rove's on, you know, seemingly on the other side. But I guess his connections with the left might be telling. I don't know, but you know, it's interesting.
With that, but
yeah, exactly. Right. We're talking with Paul Kaminar, Washington D.C. attorney, and we've got more to talk about, especially as we break down, you know, what is going on with Donald Trump and these other, you know, court issues. So stay tuned. I'm interested to get some understanding on that and, you know, follow all the legal wranglings with Donald Trump. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Paul Kaminar continues with us, the Washington, D.C. lawyer, who is also counsel to the National Legal and Policy Center. You know, Paul, you know, as humanoids. I mean, forget about being a Republican or a Democrat or independent or anything. Just as everyday Americans, you know, we respect fairness and we don't like it. I mean, even when you're a little kid growing up and I hear 1 year olds, that's not fair. You know, one of the first things they go, that's not fair. We know when things are not fair. And what is happening to Donald Trump in these court cases and what is now become a new word called lawfare, that has been conducted by the DNC and by Joe Biden and the administration, because we see where these prosecutors, interestingly, before all this stuff broke out, they had been meeting with regularity at the White House with Joe Biden. And then Joe Biden said, I got nothing. I know nothing. I just, you know, hands off kind of thing. But let's break it down here. I mean, we're talking for Donald Trump now, so far, $50 million and counting in legal fees.
Well, yeah, that is a high number, but you have to consider the fact that this is for four criminal cases that he's facing, a couple of civil cases, the New York one, where right now we'll get a ruling soon on how much his company owes and taxes to New York. The Letitia James is asking for $360 million. The defamation. So $50 million is a lot of money at first glance, but when you break it down, it's spread out over half a dozen cases or more. But again, it's a drain on his resources and a drain and distraction to him.
Yeah. But it's time for his campaign.
Oh, of
exactly.
course, it's time. Yeah. Absolutely. But it does have an effect, though, to actually, you indicated, to bolster his support, because it's clear that there is this lawfare and that he's be treating this way, which none of these cases would have been filed if he were not running for office.
Exactly.
It's clear. So it's clear that this is basically election interference, as he said, and everybody can see it. And so in terms of what's on coming up here real quick, a couple of the ones that are of note. The one will be heard by the Supreme Court on February 8th, and that's the one whether he could be kicked off the ballot in these states that Colorado said because he engaged in insurrection, he's not allowed to be on the ballot under the 14th Amendment. And there's some, 20 other cases pending on that issue.
Isn't it on his face, Paul? I mean, you're the legal beagle here. You know this stuff. And,
right.
You know, he was not convicted of insurrection. I mean,
well, no,
in fact, when they first started using that term insurrection, I mean, even the media had to push back on it. So the Biden administration and the Democrats kind of backed off for a little bit. And then here now suddenly it's creeping up because we are getting close to the election and Biden knows that he can get away with it. Because even Joe Biden himself says, well, you know, he participated in insurrection. How dare he say that?
Right,
that insults me. But go ahead.
Yeah. No, you're right. Because Jack Smith did not even charge him with insurrection or seditious rebellion or any of that kind of stuff, because he knew he couldn't prove it. So what happened is in these other states saying, well, we'll just use the 14th Amendment because we really don't have to prove it like in a criminal case. We can just sort of throw in the testimony from the January 6th committee hearing and get some people to testify that under the 14th Amendment, yeah, he can be kicked off the ballot. And there you go. And it's each state can decide. Some states said, no, he can't get off the ballot. So you have this, patchwork of rulings. That's why the Supreme Court will rule on this. They're having a hearing February 8th. I'll be there in the courtroom, listening to the arguments. And, in my opinion, he will win that case at least 6-3, if not 7-2, because there's some legal issues involved that they don't even get into whether there's insurrection. I think the court will avoid, well, did he interrupt? No, they're just going to say, look, this 14th Amendment, A, doesn't even apply to the president by its own terms, because it mentions only members of Congress and the Senate and president-electors. Number two, they're going to say Congress has to pass a law to enable what this section means, and therefore there's nothing there for the lower courts and the states to adjudicate it. So that one is a winner. The big one that is here in the D.C. court. This is the one that Jack Smith, the special prosecutor, brought four charges against Trump about the January 6th riot and rally. That one, he's claiming immunity, presidential immunity, and the Court of Appeals heard this case on February 9th. I was there in the front row sitting right behind Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And everybody's expecting it to have come down by now. And so tomorrow's Friday. So everybody's expecting, well, that's the day the courts usually issue an opinion. So stay tuned for that case. Now, he's going to lose that because you have two Biden-appointed judges on the three-judge panel. Mm-hmm. So he'll lose that. So the big question is whether he'll be able to appeal to what we call the full circuit or en banc to the other 9-10 judges on that panel. And if they lose there, he can go to the Supreme Court. He has a right to do that, but the question is, will they put his case on hold? Right now, his case is on hold. Mm-hmm. Will the court say, well, you can appeal, but in the meantime, you're going back to the district court with Judge Chutkan, and you're going to have to be tried. And that case is scheduled for March 4th, believe it or not, the day before Super Tuesday. That's right. Not going to happen.
Right.
So those are the two biggest cases that are going on. And then finally, we've got the Georgia case. This is the Fannie Willis case where she has a RICO indictment against Trump and 18 other co-defendants. That one, February 15th, mark your calendar, because that's going to be a hearing on whether Fannie Willis and her lover, the special prosecutor there she appointed, have to be kicked off the case because of their romantic relationship and him using his payment from the Georgia taxpayers up to almost $1 million to go on these trips together, vacations and so forth. My God, you can't make this stuff up. And so, so that's like a soap opera now. So that one should be good. And that one's coming up pretty soon on that, too. So she's supposed to file her opposition, Fannie Willis, I think tomorrow in the court, so we'll see what kind of excuses she's going to give for that. But that's amazing what's going on here, Bill. It really is.
Well, and it's frustrating, and as Donald Trump says, he's really taking the bullets for all Americans. I mean, or at least conservative Americans, because if they can do this to him, they're already doing it, to everybody else. I mean, look at the Jan 6 prisoners. I mean, they remain, I've got a friend there. He's been there for over 3 years. His case just keeps getting, pushed forward. And he's been sitting in solitary confinement all this time, amongst others. I mean, due process, forget it. Also, a jury of your peers. There's no peers in D.C. I mean, there's...
Well, 95% of them voted for Biden. So
yes.
You can figure out what's going on there.
Yeah, exactly. And a big number, according to this latest poll or in this research that they took, was, I can't remember the exact number, I want to say like 86% believed that it was an insurrection. So clearly the media has formed the decision and formed the narrative in the minds of the residents, the would-be jurors for anybody in dealing with January 6th.
Exactly. And then the judge puts a gag order on Trump saying, well, you can't come out and say that this is all unfair and so forth. So it's a one-way, trying to, go after the jury. But you're right. The media is the one that's doing the bidding here.
Right. Well, even in the judge's case there in New York with E. Jean Carroll, here they kind of, they're like writing law from the bench. And they're making judgments, without even, any kind of due process or hearing. It's like you come in and you're already guilty. All we're negotiating is, your sentence, right?
Yeah, and that'll be appealed. There's some good arguments on appeal. They would allow to introduce some evidence. They told the judge, the judge said that Trump can only answer.
Paul, we got to leave it here.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
USA News Update. Jennifer Crumley, the mother of a Michigan teenager, Ethan Crumley, who killed four students at his high school in 2021, now found guilty on four counts of involuntary manslaughter. This is the first time that a parent of a school shooter has been convicted in connection with the attack. An electrical issue with the tailgate release switch on some General Motors pickups is forcing a recall by the automaker. USA's Tim Berg has the details.
Approximately 323,000 heavy-duty Chevrolet Silverado and GMC pickups built between 2020 and this year have a possible defect. The switch can reportedly short out due to weather getting into connection, and the tailgate could open when the vehicle is put in park. GM has reportedly received 136 complaints and three issues involving minor property damage. Owners will begin to get recall notices on March 18th.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, joins us now. Hey, DeRoy, good morning.
Great, Bill. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, always good. Appreciate it. Well, you know, Forrest Gump said it, you know, like peas and carrots, illegal aliens and crime, they just, they come together, don't they?
They sure seem to. Yeah. We, you know, we all always hear, oh, these people just want better lives and, you know, they just want to enjoy the American dream, et cetera, et cetera. And so therefore, I guess it's okay to let them break into the country. But we find there may be some people in that category, but you've got people coming in here who are using it as an opportunity to engage in all kinds of mayhem. And we just had an amazing episode in New York City a couple of days ago where a couple of NYPD officers were patrolling outside an illegal alien shelter near Times Square, and I think they told these guys move along or get out of the way or whatever, and they responded by jumping on him and beating him pretty badly. And I, if you've seen the videotape, it's a story, or the recording anyway, it's pretty amazing. And at some point, it just looks like this guy's almost reaching for the cop's gun and actually got the gun and opened fire, which he, which is probably not that hard to do. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, you've broken our country. You're living in Times Square for free, and I would, if I were in this situation, I'd be grateful. I'd say, look, this is terrific. Boy, we're in the land of milk and honey. Let's behave ourselves and see if we can take advantage of this spectacular opportunity, even though we sort of stole it. But let's make the best of the situation. Instead, you've got these guys physically assaulting members of the New York Police Department. And my response to that is, you know, how quickly can we get these guys deported?
Exactly.
Not only were they not put on, you know, planes or trains or you know, a New York City cab and taken down the Rio Grande and told to swim home, they were arrested and then released on the street again. Uh-huh. Back to go out there and do whatever they want. One of these guys was arrested and released immediately. Had a couple of pending charges for, I think, assault and for theft. So you could beat people up, steal from them, and then beat up cops and get arrested and then get released again, even though you've broken into the country. It is mind-blowing. It's horrifying. And this is called Joe Biden's America.
Exactly. Well, it's empirical. Illegal people do illegal things. And it makes you wonder when they demonstrate their crime like this. I mean, to defy, you know, our peacekeepers, you know, our police to that level, it makes you wonder, are these part, are these aliens who have come into the country who do this, are they the ones that had felonies back home that the president of their country said, hey, get these felons out of here. We'll send them to the United States and let the United States deal with them.
Well, that's a good question. There's no way to know because these people aren't vetted. You know,
right.
My mother and father came from Costa Rica. My dad tells me that before they could come to the U.S., they, of course, filled out visa applications at the U.S. Embassy in San Jose, mm-hmm. Costa Rica. And then they had to go through a medical test to make sure that my mom and dad weren't carrying any diseases. They checked for criminal records. And then my father's father, my grandpa, had to put up a bond for X amount of money. I'm not sure how much it was. That said if they couldn't find work and ended up on welfare, whatever, that bond would kick in and that would pay for plane tickets to fly them back home. Get them off the, you know, off the liability.
The public dole. Yeah.
Taxpayers. Yeah, the public dole. Correct. Well, that's all gone. We don't do any of that stuff.
We're not
checking these people for anything. We're not giving them medical checks. There are no bonds to cover their expenses if they become a burden on society. In they come, enjoy the American dream, come on down, you know, soup's on, and here they come. And yeah, you're right. You got people who have criminal records. Apparently people with mental problems. There are people coming with diseases. We're now seeing diseases pop up in emergency rooms, largely along the border. You know, tuberculosis, all kind of stuff we haven't seen here in ages. And there seems to be an entitlement attitude. You know, it's not like, oh, I'm really grateful to be here. Let me see if I can, you know, get my piece of the American dream by working hard and doing what I can to make this a better country. It's like, okay, I'm here. Where's my stuff? Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Exactly.
And if I'm not happy, I'm going to, you know, beat the hell out of members of the New York Police Department. I mean, it's a totally different attitude than you would have seen coming out of Ellis Island or coming out of any people who come in legally with passports through our airports and otherwise on a regular basis. And by the way, those people are all at the back of the line waiting for green cards, waiting for services from the Customs and Border Customs and ICE, whatever it is, whatever the agency is that does this, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, it's called, while they deal with these other people who've broken into the country and getting all kinds of freebies. And now there's talk of giving them work permits while people who come here legally. I got one friend of mine right now. He graduated from school. He came here legally from Europe. He is not allowed to work until his work papers kick in on mid-February. So he's sitting in an apartment wondering how to feed himself for the next 2 weeks until he's legally allowed to work. Meanwhile, the people want to hand these people work permits and say, you know, go get a job and start earning money as soon as you can, even though they've broken into this country. It's breathtaking, and it's sick and twisted that he's stopping once.
Yeah, it totally is. And let's go back. I mean, what would condition the people to think that they are entitled to come to this country and to wreak such havoc and to, you know, to kind of feel like they're entitled to, you know, steal from people. You know, I think it's, you know, part and parcel. You've got the United Nations. You've got a world view of America that we're undeserving. And, you know, and this goes back, I'm telling you, and people must think I just absolutely hate Barack Obama. I don't hate Barack Obama. I disliked his policies. I disliked the way he misrepresented America. If you remember, he went on the apology tour.
That's right.
You know, this all, I think is preconditioned people to think that America is undeserving, that, you know, we've worked our butts off, you know, to have the kind of country that we have right now that's in the process of being deconstructed. And yeah, we're trying to hang on to hold on to any kind of infrastructure so that we can get, you know, this country back on track. But you got Joe Biden and all these elites that are doing everything they can to, you know, deconstruct, you know, these foundational principles and infrastructure that made America great. And this is why, I mean, they're hell bent to do that. And this is why they hate Donald Trump you know, at least 50% of the country that still believes in putting in a hard day's work and, you know, being fulfilled and working a job that they can provide for their families.
Well, that is correct. This is their general attitude. You know, America's nothing special, so come in and, you know, step all over us as if we were a welcome mat. And this is obviously a terrible attitude and a horrible way to think about the United States of America, but I wish it were just that. This is so much worse, so much more dangerous. Mm-hmm. This is for fiscal year 2023. The Border Patrol and ICE and the Department of Homeland Security, they arrested about 171,000 illegal aliens. Mm-hmm. Of those, about 73,000 have criminal histories averaging 4 felonies each. This includes 1,713 homicide charges or convictions, 33,000 assault charges, about 4,400 sexual assault charges, and we've got about 1,600 kidnappings, 10,000 robberies, 7,500 weapons offenses, and of these, we've got 3,400 gang members, including members of MS-13, and their specialty is chopping people's heads off. So these aren't just people who want to come here and work hard and be productive. These aren't people who just want to come here and live off the dole. These are dangerous people mm-hmm. who chop people's heads off, murder people, rape them, rob them, and engage in kidnapping and assault. These are dangerous people who are coming in the United States of America with Joe Biden's blessing. They get, you know, a kiss on the cheek, a mm-hmm. kiss on each cheek, and told, okay, come on in, have a good time in the U.S. See you in court in 2032.
Right.
It's unbelievable. And this is deliberate. This is not an accident. This is deliberate, willful, intentional policy of Joe Biden, the DEI Democrats, DHS Secretary Mayorkas, who I hope will be impeached and then tried and booted from his job. And this is the face of today's Democrat Party.
Yeah, sadly, that is the case. And, you know, we were saying this, DeRoy, and see if this makes sense to you. But I see this, you know, quite clearly, and that is the Democrats have pulled so hard left that the Republican Party, the Republicans in Congress, have moved to the left with them, and it's almost like the Republicans have become the Democrats of yesteryear, and the maniac Democrats, you know, that are off the plantation over here on the far left, and the Republicans, you know, Lankford and the rest of them feel like, well, you know, this is a compromise. We're compromising and meeting them halfway, but the halfway mark isn't the same as it was 20 years ago. It's a different halfway mark, right?
Yeah, the halfway mark is now all the way in the left. Yeah, the so-called compromise that Senator Lankford of Oklahoma, a pretty conservative Republican, has negotiated, and I really hope that this deal doesn't even see the light of day.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Got to go to break. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life.
I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America, gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, our conversation with Roy Murdoch continues. As we were saying before the break, this idea that the Senate has come up with, I mean, the House has already passed, I believe, an excellent bill in H.R. 2, but the Senate thinks that they have a better idea, and this idea of, you know, they're going to have a counter of 5,000. They can't even do that right now, DeRoy. How, you know, how are they going to count and close the border at 5,000?
Yeah, I'm not sure how they do it. I mean, I think, you know, if Joe Biden were serious about this, he could shut it all down today. He could say, we're going to finish the wall. We're going to contact Mexico. So we want to resume the remain in Mexico policy. Ask President Lopez Obrador to reopen or send his, I think it was 7,000 or was it 70,000 troops, a big number of Mexican troops on their side of the border to make sure people
exactly
didn't come across. And then contact El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras and renegotiate that agreement that had those three countries keep their people from coming up here. Reinstate Title 42, basically undo all the stuff that Donald J. Trump had in place
exactly
that was working. He said, you know what? By executive order, I hereby repeal the executive order I used to repeal Trump's previous policy. Mm-hmm. All this stuff can kick back in like that. And in 24 hours, we very dramatically will start seeing the numbers of illegal aliens drop. But Joe Biden could do that. He could have done that at any point over the last 3 years. It's not like this is just the first month or two of his presidency. He's trying to figure out, you know, where the phones are plugged in and, you know, which button to press to get whatever service you need. This guy's been there for 3 years. Had any interest in slowing this down, he would have. And instead, it's just accelerating. December of 2023, we had 302,000 people break into this country through the southern border. That is an all-time record. So these numbers are going up, 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 and Joe Biden's totally cool with that. And again, the Senate compromise, the middle of the road from Senator Lankford, and also Mitch McConnell is a big fan of this thing. And Mitch McConnell's job is basically to run and get drinks for Chuck Schumer whenever Chuck wants, and, you know, give him a massage and, you know, bring him his bedroom slippers. If we have 4,999 crossings, which is okay, okay under the Senate compromise that we've just discussed, and that would be, you know, every day for 365 days. That comes up to 1,824,000. 1.8 million illegals coming in with the blessing of the Senate Republicans.
Right.
That's the compromise now.
Can you imagine
that's
that?
About 1.8 million too high for me. The compromise should be zero. We close the border. You want to come in, you do it legally. If you come across the border, we turn you around, we send you home. And that's how other countries operate. I don't know where it's written that the United States of America has to rip down its border and let anybody who wants to march in here any more than you or I or any of the people listening to our broadcast. You just leave your back door open and let people come in, you know, in the middle of the night and walk into the kitchen and help themselves to whatever you got in your fridge and in your pantry and sit down and you put their feet up and turn on your high-def TV and have a good time while you sleep upstairs. Nobody in America would put up with that. Nobody anywhere would allow your home to be treated that way. So why should we allow our country to be treated like that?
Right.
It's absolutely outrageous and demented and I think, again, deliberate because Joe Biden and the DEI Democrats want these people to come in, assuming that 51% or more of them will vote Democrat, either when they're naturalized and get, you know, amnesty, which always happens, or even sooner if you've got states like Pennsylvania where you have same-day registration. You just walk in on election day, say, here I am, I want my ballot, and I don't speak English, I want my ballot in Spanish or whatever else. They hand you a ballot, you fill it out, and you say, thank you, Joe Biden, for all the freebies. You vote for Joe Biden, it gets thrown in the pile. And weeks later, they look at your application and realize, oh, gee, this person's not legal. This person's a legal alien. But at that point, your ballot is mixed with the rest. There's no way to remove it.
Exactly.
And I think that's exactly what these people want. Mm-hmm. They're very clever. They're very evil. They're very crafty. And I think they see this as their winning margin in 2024 and their permanent future-going governing majority.
Well, and the thing is, you know, I was sharing with someone else the other day, DeRoy, is that you know, this is a little bit of like the LBJ sell to the Democrats and saying, look at, you know, what we'll do is we let all these people come in. That's going to inflate the numbers when the census come in. And we're going to have more Democratic representation because we're going to be able to add more seats, you know, to Congress because of you know these populations you know that have been bloated as a result of this influx too. So yeah, maybe that's 6 years down the road, but hey, look at it wasn't immediate with LBJ either, you know, but in time look what happened and look what's still happening. So you know, so you got that dynamic coming into play as well.
You do, and this is, at this point, the number I figure at this point, if you add the people who come across the border, who we've counted, plus the getaways, I think the number at this point is about 8.8 million since Joe Biden has come in. Now, those people, at some point, some of them may, you know, start having kids, and I guess the kids will do what their parents do, for the most part, and you could have, at that point, 10, 12, 14, 15, 16 million people who either broke into the country or their mom or their parents did, or at least one of their parents, and they may say, hey, we're really grateful for everything Joe Biden did for us, so we're going to vote Democrat.
Exactly.
You got 60 million new Democrats in here. And, you know, we've all seen how close the elections have been. You know, if you sprinkle 100 or 200,000 votes around a little bit differently in among the swing states, you know, either Joe Biden wins or Donald J. Trump wins. And so you just need a few, you know, 15,000 here, 25,000 there, 30,000 there, and you can throw one state, you know, one in one direction or the other. And the Democrats understand this. And, you know, if this is their new method to steal the election, that's how they'll do it.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's all about power and control. There's no doubt about it. I mean, that's what Lindsey Graham said to the Democrats during the Kavanaugh hearing, as you recall. So nothing has changed. You know, they are, you know, they're dead set on accomplishing their mission, and they're going to do it at any cost, regardless, you know, whatever, you know, election interference that they want to implement. I mean, they're all in to their, you know, to their objective. And the Republicans, the counter needs to be, you know, they need to be reinvigorated to understand that if true democracy, if this Democratic Republic is going to continue, it is, it's going to be at the feet of conservatives and people who believe in the American dream and do not fall victim to what Joe Biden and Barack Obama are selling.
It needs to be that. And let me tell you, it is so demoralizing and dispiriting and enervating for me as a free market conservative Republican commenter and writer and so on, to take my energy, which should be directed at stopping the left from doing the evil it's doing, and instead have to stop and spend time, as we're doing today, complaining about the Senate Republicans and Mitch McConnell and Senator Lankford and these other people who should know better, and we're putting our energy into stopping them from doing the wrong thing rather than stopping the left from doing the wrong thing. And the GOP compromise on this should be close the border. What part of close the border don't you understand? Not exactly. Okay, we're going to, you know, wave the pom-poms as we Republicans vote to let 1.8 million illegal aliens into this country. This is sick. And this is yet another example of Mitch McConnell, who I hope is out of the leadership as soon as possible. If we can do it this afternoon, that would be, you know, almost, you know, not soon enough for me. And Mitch McConnell's view on this is, okay, well, we're here to help Chuck Schumer get whatever he wants, including this so-called compromise. We let up to 5,000 illegals come in every day. And, oh, by the way, also, I believe they all get work permits. Excuse me? Well, again, people like my friend is waiting for his work papers for another 2 weeks before he can do anything. He's not allowed, even, you know, can't even do research for me, and I pay him for that. He just can't do that. So he's sitting in an apartment wondering, okay, how am I going to feed myself for the next 2 weeks until he can start working? Meanwhile, these other people, got the Senate Republicans under Lankford and McConnell saying, okay, let's give these people work permits. This is sick, twisted evil. And again, with the GOP response to all these Democrats, Biden, Schumer, and the rest, is what part of close the border don't you understand?
Right.
That should be the GOP position, period.
What part of illegal
don't you
understand?
They're illegal. They're against the law.
Yeah, and even worse yet, you know, Donald Trump said, we're not getting their best. I mean, it's like we didn't go over and, you know, went into these different countries and vetted these people and say, okay, well, you could really, you'd be awesome in this position, whole deal. We're going to invite you to come in and be part of this American dream. No, we've just, our border has been invaded. They've stormed in. They've been illegal. And then, as if that's not bad enough, they're beholden to the cartel. They have no loyalty for America. They have more loyalty to the cartels because they've been compelled to do so. And so here it is, this country has been fighting the remnants of slavery, you know, for decades. And we said, oh, okay, let's create a new form of slavery and indentured servitude. And we'll bring all these people from all these countries, 162 countries, into our country. And they're, you know, and we're going to get blamed for that. And somehow we're going to have to, you know, there's going to be argued reparations that the taxpayer needs to pay for these people that were brought in by the cartels. Go figure.
Well, you mentioned reparations, and I've seen, it's fascinating, a lot of black folks, some of whom want reparations, some of whom don't, are looking at all this and saying, okay, like in Chicago in particular, okay, our neighborhoods are poor shape. We need to have better facilities. We need better schools. We need places our kids actually can learn something. It would be nice to have some parks. It would be nice if the crime rate could be brought down to something manageable rather than just in kind of a, you know, free fire zone. And then here come all these people who broke into the country, and City Hall under Brandon Johnson can't rush over them quickly enough to give them free stuff, while the black Democrats who voted him into office are sitting there saying, excuse me, what about us? Yes. Looking around each other like, why is City Hall racing to help these people who invaded our country, while these black folks, not all black, many of them black, and some of them Hispanic legal people in this country and citizens in Chicago, are looking around going, you know, our neighborhoods really need to be, are dilapidated, our schools are a mess, you know, we could use economic opportunity, and the mayor, far left Brandon Johnson, can't run over to the illegals to help them out quickly enough while racing right past the fellow black Democrats who put him in office.
Exactly.
And a lot of them said, you know what? We don't need any more of this. We're voting for Donald J. Trump, and it's going to be amazing to watch in November when Trump gets, you know, it could be 20, 22, 25% of the black vote. And a lot of it will be exactly this, black Democrats seeing the Democrats running over to chest feed, if you will, the illegal aliens, while completely ignoring the most loyal members of their political base.
Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thanks to Roy.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you know someone with